I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It was the first U.S.-Russia summit in 7 years. According to both sides, it was designed to reset the soured relationships between the two superpowers. How does this affect Christians in Russia? Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith thinks anytime there's improved relationships between Russia and the United States, that can certainly have a positive effect on evangelical Christians. However, Griffith says that won't help in predominantly Muslim areas where Christians continue to be pressured. And several U.S. senators are working to pass a bill to provide clean water in needy countries. There are currently 5 co-sponsors, but they need 20 for it to move forward. Living Water International, a ministry that uses water to share the gospel, is helping raise awareness of the bill. It was created after President Obama pledged to let clean waters flow in his inaugural address. You can ask your senator to co-sponsor the bill through our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. You can find us on the web at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.